The father of a baby who died from acute bacterial meningitis after he was sent home from Ashburton Hospital twice is angry his family is yet to receive an apology from the DHB. 7-month-old Zoran Chaloner was taken to hospital 3 times over 4 days in early November, suffering from a cough, fever and runny nose. But he was sent home twice with ibuprofen, paracetamol and electrolytes despite suffering a seizure. Zoran passed away 4 days later, shortly after he was admitted to the hospital for a 3rd time. Speaking from Ashburton this afternoon, Zoran's dad, David Chaloner, told our cameraman Simon Rogers and reporter Logan Church about the evening his son was first taken to hospital and how he feels let down by what he describes as an under-resourced hospital.
He was like real weak and he had like a real high temperature, so it was a fever. So we called the hospital and they said, oh yeah, bring him in, we'll have a look at him. So the mother of the child took him in and then they kept him in on the observation for about 4 to 5 hours and then they sent him home. And they sent him home saying it was just a viral infection, some paracetamol, ibuprofen, that should fix it. Then Monday night, he still wasn't right, he still had a temperature. And he also had like a bit of a seizure. We don't know, because like, he was shaking a bit and then he came right. And then we told the hospital about it. And it was like, oh, they said it was some kind of seizure or something. And the fever. So they kept him in overnight till about Tuesday afternoon. Then they released him. Same thing again, ibuprofen, paracetamol. And they gave him electrolytes, a bottle of this pink electrolyte. So we thought that was okay. And then we kept him home. And he still wasn't coming right. He was just lying there real weak, you know, just... we didn't know what was going on, and he had a fever, so we called the hospital again. This was the Thursday we called them. They told us to call him if anything didn't change. So we called them, and they said, if you bring him in now, they're going to be a bit... we're going to be waiting a while, because they were a bit busy that day. Go and see a GP. So we did that. We got onto the GP. We got to Tynwald Medical Centre. And we got in there and the doctor straight away said he should have been urine tested and blood tested because he was, you know, he was real deteriorated by that time. So the doctor got onto the hospital, called them straight away, told them why weren't these things done, we're sending him in now. And that was Thursday afternoon. The mother of the children, that was the day, the 7th of November, that was my daughter's birthday. So I was at work, I came home, the mother told me what happened, I came over. She took him to the hospital, and then my daughter went with her auntie. And then I grabbed my other 2 boys, Zayden and Zyrell, went to the warehouse, you know, bought all my daughter her toys for her birthday, because, you know, it was a real, you know, real happy day for us, because it was her birthday, and, you know, I thought everything was going all right. Grabbed everything, I went to the countdown, bought her a cake and everything, then I went to the formula section to go grab another tin of formula. Got that, and then but when I went there, the formula that I wanted wasn't there, so I called the mother of the child. I was like, oh, which one do I get? This one's not here. And it was like real quiet. I was like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, oh, he's not doing okay. Boom, hit me straight away. I just hung up, dropped everything, and I just ran in my car, shot off to the hospital. And as soon as I walked through those doors, because I had the baby, the twin, I had Zahn with me, my 2 boys. And as soon as I walked through the door, the nurse came through, gave the kids to her. I went into the operating room and I could just hear him, like they had him all hooked up and stuff, like all these wires and stuff running through him, and he had a mask on his face and he was just breathing like really trying to fight for his life, and like I said before, like as a father, you know, there's nothing harder than seeing, you know, your little baby boy fighting so hard for his life, and those people that you trusted that would help him in their fight didn't help him, and I couldn't even get in there and help him fight it. So I really wanted to, you know, fight whatever, you know, trying to kill him. And those people at the hospital, they should have done those tests. He would have been alive today. But yeah, he was breathing, he was trying to fight, and they were doing all this, and I could hear the doctor telling the nurses, oh, have we got this? Like, oh, no, we'll just make do with this, we'll just use this. It was just real devastating that. But yeah, then they said, like 20 minutes in when we got there from when they were doing all that, they had a pediatrician up on a screen, and he was on the camera looking. And then he said, when I got there, 20 minutes, he was like, oh, the helicopter's on its way. When I first got there, my helicopter's on the way. Then 20 minutes later, he goes, oh, it's on its way now, it's going to be an hour. And then the doctor there was like, oh, he hasn't got an hour in him, but we'll see what we can do. So yeah, and then...
How did that make you feel as a father? You must have felt completely helpless.
I felt worthless, you know, just... I couldn't do anything. All I was doing is just holding his hand and screaming at him to fight. Like, come on, baby, you can do it. Daddy's here. Come on, mum's here. It was f***ing hard, bro. It was really hard. I was just couldn't do anything. And I was relying on those people, you know, to bring him back or do something, eh? But
when did he pass away?
It was about, I think it was about 9 o'clock on the 7th of November, my daughter's birthday. It's really sad because the day of her birthday is the day her brother died. And it's going to stick forever. Eh? And I'll give anything to have him back, you know, especially that day. So the doctor's like, what do you need here? Take it from me, you know? Take whatever you need. But they couldn't. I was really, really angry, eh? Really angry at the hospital.
I can tell.
That shouldn't have happened. Well, I want something done about it. I want something done. Haven't even received an apology or anything from them. We got it from the doctors. We didn't get it from the DHP or anything else. We didn't get any information. All we got was the coroner's report. You know?
And what did the coroner's report say?
It was an early report. It said acute bacterial meningitis, streptococcal or something. We still haven't received the death certificate, but I called the undertaker and he said he received it today. So hopefully we get there today, often.
So apart from contact from your family doctors, have you heard from anyone else at the hospital?
No, no one.
And that's David Challoner talking to Logan Church there. And we approached the Canterbury DHB for comment. In a statement, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Sue Nightingale says, on behalf of the DHB, I express my sympathy to the family of this young boy. As the death has been referred to the coroner, we are unable to comment further.